Hey everyone, it's Matthew, and we're going to discuss the current ascension energies. Okay, let's dive in. The energies so far have been feeling dense, yet inherently creative. Right now, we just went through Mercury going retrograde on March 5th, as well as Mercury turned into the sign of Taurus on March 5th as well. This brings a massive change as Mercury will be in Taurus for the next 7 years. At the same time, Mercury is currently in retrograde, which means the planet is appearing to go backwards to us or spinning backwards. This results in Mercury having a more intense effect on our planet. During Mercury retrograde, communication can be hugely off, and I myself have noticed that I at times am stuttering, as well as my speech seems to have impairments. I really have to think before I speak during Mercury retrograde. Apart from that, I've been noticing many of us are having insomnia and/or sleeping issues, mixed with bowel movements that seem to be quite frequent, as well as stress that comes and goes. But for the most part, this Mercury retrograde has been inherently positive for most of us, revealing shadow work and dark night of the soul as we all begin to go deeper into our desires and ask ourselves what it is that we want and what it is we may need to change. This is your current March 11th, Ascension Energies. Have a great day. Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. In this episode, we're going to be looking at the current Ascension Energies for July 2nd, 2019. As many are already aware, today we had a new moon in Cancer, as well as an eclipse, and this has been bringing really emotionally intense energy to the surface for many of us. From headaches and body aches, to feeling lethargic and emotionally drained. And just coupled together with moments of outright rage or emotionally wanting to just bawl your eyes out in the corner of a room. These energies have been very transformational, however, as a lot of us have been having emotional turmoil come to the surface to be cleared. This is why I'm urging everyone to drink lots of non-fluoridated water, spend as much time as you can in nature, grounding without your shoes on, so that your feet can really connect to the ions of the earth. If you really, really feel like you're absolutely going to lose your shit, that's okay. It's completely normal. Maybe go and hug a tree. That'll help you out. Working with crystals today, I'd highly recommend blue kyanite as it's been very, very intense on the mind, the body, and the spirit today. A lot of people may also be feeling that their sex drive has declined for the last 48 hours, and that's very okay. During certain ascension energies like this, that particular type of energy can go up and down from incredibly insane to not really there, and that's normal. And if you need to explain to your partner that you're just not feeling it. On another note, Mercury retrograde starts up right away on July 7th. Right now, we're also in the shadow period for that, which is currently in Cancer. Though on July 7th, Mercury retrograde will be in Leo. Yay! Let's all do some fire purging. I know I've already started. I'm Sagittarius Rising. I hope you've enjoyed this segment. My name's Matthew. I love making these for you guys. You're all fantastic. Namaste. Have a great day. Hey everyone, welcome to this segment. Today is July 6th, and tomorrow is July 7th, aka Mercury retrograde. Okay, this is a very intense time for all of us because Mercury retrograde starting tomorrow is in Leo, and we've been in the shadow period of Cancer for about a week and a half, 2 weeks now, and holy crap, it's been emotional. But moving into the sign of Leo will be very different. This is very intense for all of us because it's going to bring out everyone's ego in a very healthy way. All of us are going to be loving the spotlight. All of us are going to be loving being the center of attention. And this is going to allow all of us to also see and purge where we need to. When it comes to families, we all might be squabbling like idiots, but that's okay because it gives all of us that time to also work through the stuff that's been bothering us so that we can move forward. Now, as well, if you're looking for certain crystals to work with during Mercury retrograde, I highly recommend blue kyanite, green kyanite, red garnet, labradorite, as well as staying away from obsidian. It's too dynamic and too intense for emotions. Moonstone might be a bit too intense, but also working with a stone like blue apatite would be very, very good for you. As always, thank you for listening to my podcast. Love and light. Good day. Hello everyone. In this segment today, we're looking at the present ascension energies for August 6th, 2019. Today there is a renewal in the air. There is new energy, new abundance. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel your problems washing away as new profound excitement comes into play? Can't you feel happier, more joyful? And for those of you that may feel a bit more stagnant or fatigued today, drink plenty of water. Water is essential to your well-being. All right. Now, a bit in the mental department, focusing today is a little bit out there. We may not be able to properly focus on the task at hand. This means we need to ground. Emotional well-being. We're feeling happy and joyful. Physical well-being. Energized and relaxed. Alright. This has been your Ascension Update for today. Thank you for connecting with me. Hey everyone, it's Matthew, and I'm back for another Ascension Update. Today is the 9th of August, the day after the 8-8 Lions Gate. And oh my, has the energies been intense today. I am seeing people all over arguing with their loved ones, fighting, chaos. But you know what? I'm also seeing a lot of bliss and peace, as well as a whole bunch of insight as to what's going on around us. Today has been so transformational for so many of us. It's such a great day today. So I urge everyone to meditate, drink lots of natural spring water, and focus inwards on this transformation taking place. Emerge as the butterfly from the caterpillar. All right, thanks so much for tuning in. Look forward to next time. Hey everyone, it's Matthew, and I'm back for another Ascension Update. Today is the 9th of August, the day after the 8-8 Lions Gate, and oh my, has the energies been intense today. I am seeing people all over arguing with their loved ones, fighting, chaos, but you know what, I'm also seeing a lot of bliss and peace, as well as a whole bunch of insight as to what's going on around us. Today has been so transformational for so many of us. It's such a great day today. So I urge everyone to meditate, drink lots of natural spring water, and focus inwards on this transformation taking place. Emerge as the butterfly from the caterpillar. All right, thanks so much for tuning in. Look forward to next time. Hey everyone, it's Matthew, and I'm back for another Ascension Update. Today is the 9th of August, the day after the 8-8 Lions Gate, and oh my, has the energies been intense today. I am seeing people all over arguing with their loved ones, fighting, chaos, but you know what, I'm also seeing a lot of bliss and peace, as well as a whole bunch of insight as to what's going on around us. Today has been so transformational for so many of us. It's such a great day today. So I urge everyone to meditate, drink lots of natural spring water, and focus inwards on this transformation taking place. Emerge as the butterfly from the caterpillar. All right, thanks so much for tuning in. Look forward to next time. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another amazing podcast episode for the Crystal Palace. In today's Ascension series podcast, we're just going to talk a little bit about the current Ascension energies. Right now, a lot of people are finding the full moon energies of Pisces from just last week to be really intense. But right now, the full moon's actually in Taurus. And this is insane because it means that right now we are grounding all of our emotional energy at such a rapid rate that it's killer. I mean, like, come on. How many of you are feeling consistently annoyed or agitated? How many of you are feeling blissed out and amazing? And how many of you are feeling ambitious and then completely lazy? We're getting a double dosage of very balanced energy right now. And this is coming in from all directions. Now, at the same time, you know, we also have so much more. Mercury just went into Leo last night, which is bringing some peace, finally, to communication and some balance and restraint. At the same time, Venus, the beautiful planet of love, just went into Leo. So we're getting like this fiery love coming through. It's passionate, it's intense, it's dynamic, and it's really intense for a lot of us. Now, as always, it's been wonderful connecting with you guys. I'm Matthew Moldavite. If you want to learn more about me or check out more of my content, please go to Aquarian Dynamics on YouTube. You can check me out on Facebook at facebook.com/ascensioncounselor. On my Instagram, which is also Matthew Moldavite, you can check me out there. And my Pinterest is also Aquarian Dynamics, where I'm consistently finding new crystals and new amazing but beautiful tiny houses and so much other stuff. As always, it's been wonderful connecting with you guys. Can't wait to communicate next time. I'm going to try to do more of these more often. Love ya. Bye. Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome back to another amazing Crystal Palace Energy Update segment. Today is Sunday, and it's currently the 13th today at 3:41 a.m. my time, so 31:31. I just want to talk a little bit here about the current energies. After spending about 18 hours sleeping and hopping into parallel timelines into other versions of myself and coming back to this timeline afterwards, after experiencing other multiple lifetimes or versions of me, Matthew, across other parallel universes, I have to say I'm very happy with my life here. In one of them, I was a coffee shop owner. Another one, I was working with a drug dealer that I shouldn't have gotten involved in. But this is the life where this version of me in this universe, instead of others, is very, very spiritual. And out of all the other versions of me, in this version, there's a kind of peace that I have. There's a tranquility. Now, let's move on to the energies. The energies are just that, tranquility and peaceful, and yet at the same time, they're still chaotic and messy. You see, excuse me, probably sounded amazing on the microphone. You see, when it comes to what's going on right now on the planet, there's so much chaos. There's wildfires, there's destruction going on everywhere, and yet despite all the chaos and, excuse me again, all the destruction, there's this beauty and peace that's coming around us. Sorry, hiccups. Everywhere that we're looking around, everywhere that we're seeing. And what it really comes down to, and what's most essential right now, is that we find our balance in between. Or as I like to say, you need to find your balance between heaven and hell, or earth and sky. You need to find that middle ground to support yourself. Because if you do, you're going to find there's a lot of peace available to you right now, despite everything going on. You know, I see so many people so focused in the spiritual communities on revealing the pedophile or pedo wood and all that stuff. And then I see a lot of people so focused on trying to just bring peace to all the fires going on. And I'm one of those individuals where I look at what's happening in the world and I understand how everything serves a purpose. In one of my last lifetimes, I was a very, very, very amazing guide for this family. And I helped the child in that lifetime understand why he was sexually assaulted. You see, because that individual was sexually assaulted, he grew up to become a counselor himself. And this allowed him to have more empathy. And then at the same time, I was able to see what happened if he wasn't raped. And the outcome was that he wasn't as compassionate. In fact, he ended up becoming the opposite. And a lot of people today, they look at pedophilia, and while I'm someone that doesn't support it, I understand why the creator put it there. because while it is in many ways this horrific and disgusting thing that happens to a child, you can see how it molds them for their future. You can see how it brings the change to them that maybe is required. This universe, after all, is not exactly the, you know, a nice place all the time. Sometimes we have to go through pain and trauma in order to progress forward. Sometimes that transformation hurts like hell, and it carries with us for decades even. But most of the time, there's always a good, logical reason why it's happened. And yes, that even goes for, you know, sexual assault. As someone myself that's gone through that, I can tell you that looking back, that individual was going through a lot of pain. And while I didn't fully understand what was happening, now I do. And I'm all the more better as a human being because I went through that, to the extent that I wouldn't say that I would want to not still have that happen to me. In fact, I'm grateful that I was sexually assaulted at one point in my life. It led me to have a deeper wisdom and compassion for many different things. And so I wouldn't reverse that. Too many people today get so caught up on the horrors that they're put through that they don't take a moment and ask themselves, could there be a higher reason, a better reason why this has happened to me? And unfortunately, that is where we get trauma, or people that become addicted to trauma. It's so easy to become addicted to that complex, to become addicted to pain, that you just start to save everyone without saving yourself, or that you actually begin to enjoy the amount of attention you get when you're suffering. I've seen that a lot too. And that's when someone who's gone through pain becomes an attention seeker. And I've even seen people purposely shoot up just because someone else didn't call them. They shot up with heroin. Like, the amount of extents that people will go to just to get a little attention, when all they really have to do is just speak up. And that can be difficult for a lot of people. And that is where we once again return back to the original theme of this, which is compassion and peace. The only way you find peace in this universe is by acknowledging that nothing happens by chance and everything happens in divine order, because everything that is happening is meant to happen. And that's the message for today. Okay, I love all you guys so much. It's been a wonderful time connecting, and I can't wait to connect with you next time. Okay, cool. Have a great day. Hello, hello everyone, it's me, Matthew Moldavite, the Crystalline Aquarian, back for another amazing energy update. I'm sorry I haven't been on here. You guys, it's been a crazy fucking couple months for me. I've gone through so many transformations, so many different avenues, so many corners and turns. All I can really say is that so far this experience of 2020-2021 went from fucked to worse fucked to amazingly fucked to just splendorous. Everything is gradually getting brighter in hue every day. There's an echoing of God everywhere I go. I'm consistently communicating with Yahweh and getting advice specifically from my guides. I've noticed I'm able to see the simulation and see its code, which looks like a whole bunch of weird frickin' symbols. Very much like the Matrix. Bottom line is, doors are opening for us. Ascension is happening. And all we can really do in this time is prepare for the fucking unknown. We could have a zombie apocalypse. We could all get sucked up into heaven through a rapture. We could all die from a World War III. And maybe, just maybe, we can all learn that we're 7 billion brothers and sisters and stop fucking spreading negativity and bullshit. Maybe we can be a species that becomes smart enough where we don't shame or guilt our fellow neighbor or sister or brother. Maybe the more that we focus on the love of God, the more we can also hold love for others. Maybe ascension isn't just a thing that we go through. Maybe it's something we're meant to spread. And I don't mean like a virus. Think about it. Our job here as earth angels, as light workers, as incarnated ascended masters, as incarnated gods and goddesses, which we know we are, we came here to help these motherfucking muggles of a fucking weird planet where everything is so low vibe and we can't do anything without it costing us some form of energy and making us feel weak. We're basically empathic souls that chose to come here to this really fucked up planet. But you know why we came here? You want to know why we put ourselves through the trauma and suffering of this lifetime? Because we knew that with God's love, we would succeed. We knew we would wake up, we knew we would regain our powers, and we knew we'd be able to help this poor species to no longer be controlled by the Cabal and dark forces. We know in our hearts, 222, right as I say this, 2 minutes, 22 seconds, we know in our hearts, you guys, this is it. It's the age of Aquarius, the golden age, heaven on earth. God has told me that I'm one of his chosen messiahs because I'm a true Aquarius. Aquarius Sun, Aquarius Mars, Aquarius Venus. He's asked me to lead by example. He's asked me to continue on my path of magic. And he even explained to me how the Holy Spirit of God is actually what we call magic. There has been so many conversations with him that have illuminated my path tremendously. But it still poses the thing. We never know 2 steps ahead of where we are. We are driving down a highway and we can only see with a certain amount of light on our headlights. It really is kind of having blind fucking faith. But you know what? I have faith in all of us. We are beautiful incarnated beings, and we came here not because we knew it would be hard, not because we had karma we had to clear. We came to this planet for one reason only. Because we knew that if we, day by day, spread a little bit of positivity every single day, we would change the world, and eventually there would no longer be trauma or pain. We knew it was worth the pain that we would go through. We knew it would be worth the trauma, the tears, the heartaches that us empathic, sensitive souls go through. Every time we go outside, we have to wear crystals or put up protection. We have to consistently recharge our chakras to ensure that we have enough source energy because there's so many things around us that are consistently disconnecting us and placing us into a place of separation where we no longer can feel our spirit or soul. There is a war of consciousness that should not be happening. No one should be fighting. Eventually, everyone in the universe realizes that we're all family, dark or otherwise. I'm on the family of light, but that doesn't mean I still don't have sympathy and unconditional love for the brethren of the dark. I'm not choosing that path. I'm choosing light. I'm choosing God's love. And I know God's love to the infinite. He does not judge. He does not judge us. He makes us exactly how we are. How our every eyebrow, our every finger, every raw cut, every bruise, every gray hair is the beauty of God within us, our own divinity. And no one can ever take that from us. No one. They can make us wear masks. They can take us and throw us against the wall and tell us that we're going to be charged for something we never did. And they can completely try to convince us that psychedelics do not unlock consciousness or that cannabis causes memory issues. Oh, they try. They try to convince people that cannabis is a gateway drug. Well, it is. It's an astral drug. It opens up to the spirit world. Us shamans know that. Us heokas know that. Anyone that's ever worked with a freaking psychedelic knows that all psychedelics are tools that open the gates to the memoriam. The infinite plane of infinite possibilities and treasures. This has been a wonderful podcast, you guys. I'm greatly appreciated and humbled that I get to speak with you today. Please know that shit's about to get really intense for all of us. My psychic abilities today tripled. I cannot even sit still. I am shaking from anxiety, and I've grounded. Oh, I'm grounding plenty. I've worn over 8 grounding stones so far today, including black kyanite, numite, obsidian, black tourmaline. It's ridiculous. There is so much energy surging throughout me today. There is so much happening. It's incredible, you guys. I went to a grocery store and I could sense the individual cords of me connecting to every person in the store at once and every light fixture. I felt like I was getting electrocuted with energy from every person and everything in the store, but it wasn't a negative experience. It was supercharging me so much. And so it seems to be that I am recharging my own energy now, even with electrical energy. EMFs no longer seem to have a negative effect on me. They just give energy to me. So it's really amazing. But I just wanted to remind you guys, shit is going to get intense. More and more intense for us. All we can do is be there for one another and spread love, okay? It's been great connecting with you. Thank you again for coming and tuning in to the Crystal Palace. It's been great. I've been your host, Matthew Moldavite, and have a great, great, amazing full moon.